This news just in from the Justice Department. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty against the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. He's 20 years old. His brother, Tamerlan, died after a shootout with police 4 days after the bombings. Joining us now with the details is David Boeri with WBUR here in Boston. David, is this a surprise?
Not at all a surprise, Jeremy. This has been widely expected for quite some time. The U.S. attorney in Boston was expected to make a filing. That was done. It was sealed. And this follows her recommendation, but it's made by the U.S. attorney, Eric Holder. He said today in a statement after filing this request, the intent to seek the death penalty, the nature of the conduct at issue and the resultant harm compel this decision. And of course, what he's talking about is by now a notorious incident on Marathon Day in Boston, in which 260 people were wounded. Three were killed in the initial blast, and an officer was killed in the hunt for the two brothers that followed that. All of it pressure cooker bomb.
And Jahar, the younger brother who is in this case here, pleaded not guilty, right?
That's right. He pleaded not guilty. Part of the case against him that has been made is that, in fact, inside the boat in which he was found, the boat that had been shot into that was in that neighborhood in Watertown, there was writing inside the boat in which he said the U.S. government is killing our innocent civilians. I'm quoting from what the government has purported. I can't stand to see such evil go unpunished. Also, we Muslims are one body. You hurt one, you hurt us all. That was some of the writing. And the interesting thing, there are a number of these charges here that the government says are all eligible for the death penalty. There's some six offenses they've listed in this filing that are eligible for the death penalty. And they list, and this is important, Jeremy, they list aggravating factors. There are a number of aggravating factors. One of them, if I may read, it's the selection of site for acts of terrorism. Jahar Tsarnaev targeted the Boston Marathon, an iconic event that draws large crowds of men, women, and children to its final stretch, making it especially susceptible to the act and effects of terrorism. That's counts through 1 through 10, counts 12 through 15. A second aggravating factor that's listed here is lack of remorse.
David, does seeking the death penalty make a difference when it comes to the case that the government has to make and prove against Tsarnaev?
That's right, because there are two phases in this trial, Jeremy, of this. First, it's whether or not he is guilty of the crimes as charged, and then there's a death penalty phase. And it, because, in fact, it is the ultimate in punishment, yes, there are extra demands and higher standards to be met.
There's still a lot of unanswered questions about this whole case. Are there things that you, as somebody who has covered this, think you may potentially learn during the trial that you're waiting to hear about?
There are an extraordinary number of unanswered questions here, and including what the brothers or the older brother was doing in Russia, for instance, and a trip he went to Russia. And now we have the government saying that, in fact, they have evidence that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was involved in a triple murder, which was committed 2 years before the Marathon Day bombing.
In Florida.
The triple murder was occurred here in Waltham, Massachusetts. So suddenly you have information that he was committing violent crimes well before the Marathon Day bombings. And in addition, recently, an associate of his was shot to death during an interrogation in which he gave that information up. There are lots of questions here.
David Boeri here at WBUR in Boston on the news. Just in, the federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty against the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome.